Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I'm going to read out of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, beginning at verse 9. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Finishing up the first half of this 2018 year together, embracing it as our best year ever, this seems a good time for a reminder to lift and to launch us into the second half of this year. And for that, I want us to look at a little-known biblical figure. His name was Jabez, and he was an obscure character in the Old Testament and was only mentioned in those two verses in the book of 1 Chronicles that we just read. That's it. But even in his brief appearance, he has a lot to say to us about our relationship with God and the blessings God intends for our lives, blessings beyond our imaginations. Over the next few times together, I want us to spend a little time with that short, simple prayer Jabez prayed, and maybe even make it our own, adopt a similar approach, all leading to the immense and abundant life and impact that God intends for our lives and for our lives to have in the world. In that simple prayer, Jabez made four requests of God. First, he prayed that God would bless him indeed. Then he prayed that God would enlarge his territory. Third, that God would have his hand upon him. And finally, that God would keep him from evil. Jabez imagined, believed, and called on God, believing that God would answer his prayer. Today, let's take a look at that first request of Jabez in his prayer, that God would bless him indeed. A prayer request that envisions the unbelievable, expects the unexpected to bless him indeed, all through the power and love of a God who Jabez believes still performed miracles and who is still about doing the unexpected things in our lives and in the world. In Jabez, we meet a man whose name meant, quote, pain, or he will cause pain, close quote, and at a time in Hebrew history where names were thought to define one's future, their meaning became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Despite that cultural belief, Jabez refused to accept what his name forecast for him. He wanted more from his life and more for his life. He had learned about a God who had freed his forefathers from slavery, had rescued them from powerful enemies, had parted the Red Sea, and had taken them to the promised land of plenty. And he believed that this same God of abundance, of caring and miracles wanted to take his ordinary life and make it extraordinary. So Jabez wasn't content to just survive anymore. He wanted to thrive. He had big dreams, and he believed God would help him. Jabez knew that this God was a God of miracles and of new beginnings, and so he asked for one. "Oh," he said, "that you would bless me indeed," he began his prayer. In essence, he was saying, "Look, God, I've been Jabez long enough. Now, bless me indeed. Bless me now." Jabez imagined more for his life than others expected, and he believed that God wanted more for his life. And so he acted on that belief. He asked God for it, and he asked that God would bless him. And even though he couldn't see or know what that might be, he acted, he imagined, trusted, and reached out in total faith. He couldn't see what might be, but lived by faith in all the possibility of what could be. The best that Linda and I can remember, Nathan, our son, was 5 years old when two very dear friends of his came to live with us for about a year. At the time, I was in my second year of law school at the University of Florida, and consistent with the training of my undergraduate degree in mathematics, was further learning to think analytically, logically, and realistically. There was very little room in my life at that time, I should add, for the illogical or for make-believe thinking. And I only had a passing relationship with God at the time. I was in school, studying, working, learning, paying bills, no time for anything else. until I met a couple of Nathan's friends one day after I came home from law school. I was in the living room sitting, quietly reading, when I heard, "Daddy!" Nathan shrieked as he walked in the living room and he saw me sitting on the sofa. "Daddy, get up, please get up. You're sitting on Bambi and Pinocchio." Well, as you can imagine, startled by my son's excitement, I jumped to my feet, looked back at what appeared to be an empty couch. But right then, I was about to have what would be one of my first lessons in living by faith and not by sight, which was one of my first steps leading to my eternal relationship with my Lord sometime later. So there I was, still unable to see Nathan's two imaginary friends. I wasn't able to determine whether or not I had hurt them by sitting at them, but later, after careful inspection, Nathan assured me that they had survived the ordeal of being sat upon by me and had both since moved to another chair. Later that evening, Linda assured me that Nathan's imagination, although vivid, was healthy and normal and actually would be a creative blessing to him later in life. Maybe he'll be an author one day, she said. Whatever, Linda assured me that he didn't need the counseling I had thought of scheduling for him the next day. And of course, she was right, as she so often was in the raising of our son, now with two precious, creative, and imaginative daughters of his own, who have many times introduced their father and mother to some imaginary, or perhaps real, friends of theirs. At that moment, Nathan was living through his imagination, living by faith, that what he wanted to see, he would in fact see, and what he wanted to happen, in fact would happen, as his two friends, Bambi and Pinocchio, followed him around the house and yard. I, on the other hand, was living by sight and almost crushed them both. The book of Exodus shows Moses and the Israelites being led by God on their escape from slavery in Egypt, their wanderings in the desert and camping out at the Red Sea. Jabez had heard about that, and despite the fact that God had always taken care of them, they didn't do a lot of living by faith or belief in what God could do and wanted to do for and with them. They would never have considered asking, "Bless me indeed," as Jabez did. They never expected a miracle from God, let alone a blessing of any kind, and they never asked for it. But instead, no matter what the Israelites faced, they just accepted their situation. They whined and cried and complained about whatever they found themselves in the middle of. They were always defeated in their minds and hearts, lacking in faith in the God who had been with them. It was all about them, never about what God could and would do with and through them. They were always in the valley of discouragement, walking by sight and not faith. On the other hand, listen to a few stories of others. Maybe these are distant cousins or relatives of Jabez, at least distant cousins by faith. A teacher told him that he was too stupid to learn anything and suggested to him that he should go into a field where, quote, he might succeed because of his pleasant personality. That was Thomas Edison. They were rejected by Decca Recording Studio with this, quote, "We don't like their sound. They have no future in show business," close quote. So the Beatles went elsewhere. His first book was rejected by 27 publishers, but Dr. Seuss plugged along in faith and became the best-selling children's author in history. His fiancée died. He failed in business. He had a nervous breakdown. He was defeated in 8 elections. Yep, he was elected 16th president of the United States of America, Abraham Lincoln. He was cut from his high school basketball team. He went into his bedroom and cried. Later, he became a 6-time NBA champ and a 5-time NBA Most Valuable Player, Michael Jordan. She was demoted from her job as a news anchor because she, quote, wasn't fit for television, close quote, Oprah Winfrey. He was fired from a newspaper for, quote, lacking imagination and having no original ideas, close quote. And so Walt Disney did something else, I'd say. I know where some of them, but not all of them, were in their walk of faith with God at the time. But I do know that, like Jabez, they all refuse to accept their present circumstances as the final direction and the final destination of their lives. When Jabez looked into the eyes of God, his God of all creation, of miracles, and said, Lord, that you would bless me indeed. And the last verse of the scripture that we read as we began says this, so God granted him what he requested. What if I told you that it was reported that last week there were more miracles recorded occurring than at any other time in history? Whether it happened or not, would you have even noticed or had been looking for them? What blessing do you need in your life? A relationship healed? Something at work? Maybe just a sense of peace in your life? Clarity and some arm holders to help you and to lift you, to help you do what God has called you to do with him and for others? What blessing do you need from him? Maybe you and I should start to notice, start to expect, and start to look into the eyes of our great God and to ask him to bless us indeed. And then watch out, because he'll do it. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time to just remember who you are, who you have been, and what you want for our lives. Help us to reach out in faith and simply say, Lord, bless us indeed. Bless us indeed, and watch how you do that so that we might be a blessing to others. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.